In order to feel comfortable talking about our faith to others outside of our home, it has to be so ingrained in our day-to-day actions that it naturally seeps into all aspects of our lives. And that all starts at home. Our Catholic faith must be lived out at home. Right? That's why the home is called the domestic church. Its focus should ultimately be on our Lord. Now, I've spoken before about how we each must have a daily prayer life. That's fundamental and absolutely necessary. I mean, without prayer, we will never progress in our relationship with Christ, will we? But once having a consistent prayer life, we must carry it over practically into our home life. In other words, our prayer life must be public as well. There are so many ways we can live out our faith at home. In an extremely simple way, we can have a crucifix present in our house, and preferably in every room, to remind us of our Lord. Whenever we get into the car, by ourselves or with family, we can say a prayer for our travels. And we also have a great tradition in our faith of asking God's blessing upon our meals before eating. When was the last time we prayed before meals at home or at a restaurant? So often I think we can take our food and needs for granted. Yet by starting our meals with a prayer, we immediately bring God into the picture, recognizing it's because of Him that we're able to eat this day. If you have a spouse or children at home, when was the last time you actually prayed together as a family? Our Catholic faith has so many devotions and prayers that are meant to be prayed together.